first of all, that worldwide we have over 2 million deaths among children under 5 each year, and this accounts for almost one-third of child deaths globally. So of those, you have, you know, well over 80% taking place in these regions. You have over a million taking place in sub-Saharan Africa alone. You have somewhere over 800,000 taking place in the South Asia region.
And now why in 2012 are children still dying?
First of all, these are complicated diseases to deal with. If we think about a disease like a polio, there was really a silver bullet to attack polio, right? We knew that we could vaccinate children against polio, and that would basically take care of the problem. When it comes to something like diarrhea and pneumonia, we're talking about diseases that really need and require coordination across different sectors. For example, the nutrition sector, water and sanitation sector, health sector. So there isn't one silver bullet. We need to concentrate both on preventive measures as well as treatment measures.
It's really not that expensive, is it, to coordinate or to get the treatment to the children? Are the treatments simple or?
Well, first of all, I want to emphasize again that we aren't only talking about treatments, we're talking about preventive measures as well. And to give you one example, exclusive breastfeeding is a wonderful protector against both diarrhea and pneumonia deaths. It's something very simple, we would say, but it certainly doesn't require any expensive commodities or delivering a commodity to a poor mother in a rural area. So that is perhaps part of the tragedy, is that in some cases we, yes, are talking about something that could be free or relatively inexpensive, a packet of ORS, oral rehydration salts, that can help a child to get rehydrated so that he or she doesn't die from diarrhea.
And in the data itself, was there anything in particular that struck you?
Well, a couple of things. And I think that one of the exciting things about this report is that it does pull together a lot of information, some of it new, some of it that's been around for a while. And a couple of things really stand out. First of all, unfortunately, when it comes to treatment for these illnesses, we haven't seen a whole lot of progress over the last decade. So that's one thing that really needs to make us all sit up and take notice and to start talking about the barriers. Second of all, though, we also found that those children who are often being left behind and who are less likely to receive these life-saving interventions are those who are in the poor households, who are living in rural areas. In other words, the children that are most vulnerable. And it's a very serious message to take away from this report.
And let's talk about recommendations. Does UNICEF have anything in particular that they want, say, governments to do?
Well, I guess a couple of thoughts on that. First of all, I should mention that there is a multi-stakeholder effort that is being established right now to actually create a global action plan for both diarrhea and pneumonia, and this will come out early next year. So hopefully the entire world community will be seeing some more details coming out within the next year on this. But I think, a couple of points that this report makes that are very important in terms of action and how we deal with the problem. Number one, pneumonia and diarrhea are diseases of the poor, so we have to acknowledge that. Children living in poor households are much more likely to be exposed to the pathogens that cause these diseases. If they're exposed, they're much more likely to become seriously ill because they may have poor nutrition to begin with, and they're less likely to receive these life-saving interventions once they are sick. So first of all, we do have to focus on poor countries and poor communities, number one. Number two, we need to realize that many of the measures for prevention and treatment of these diseases can actually be addressed in an integrated way. When we talk about prevention measures, adequate nutrition, proper breastfeeding practice, safe drinking water, appropriate sanitation facility in the home, all of these things actually help to prevent both of these diseases and indeed other infectious diseases. And similarly, when it comes to treatment, even though the specific remedies might be different for each, it's very important that there is appropriate care seeking taking place, as well as good care taking place at the community level or at the facility level.